Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents
Am I Old Yet? And it's still possible to contribute to our crowdfunding campaign. You'll find the link in the show notes if you'd like to invest in the future of this show. Well, here we are with episode 8 of season 9, continuing on from the last scene in episode 7. The beautiful goddess nymph Silene does the dishes, and Susie and Charlie fess up to their plans for the next few months. Meantime, Henry the poet volunteers at the homeless shelter, while Zeus and Hera argue over helping Mina, or anyone else for that matter. Enjoy.
I'll just clear these away, shall I? Has everyone finished? Had enough pizza?
Oh, yes, thank you very so much. I really enjoyed that pizza.
Okay, that's done. Meeting Mary in the morning. More pizza, anyone?
Not for me, thanks. I'm stuffed.
Charlie, nobody forced you to eat so much.
Oh, leave him be, Susie. He's a growing boy.
Oh, no, I've had plenty. Thank you so much, Helen. That was delicious.
Right, well, let's clear this away. Have a cup of tea or wine, if you prefer.
Hey, I will do the clearing, if you will allow me.
Oh, thanks, Silene. Mm-hmm. Just leave the plates in the sink and the boxes in the large bin next to the fridge.
Okey-dokes.
I'll help.
No, you won't, madam. You sit right there.
Indeed,
Charlie. Indeed. Now, what are you two up to?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Rubbish. Now stop stalling and spill the beans. I'm waiting.
I'm waiting. Charlie, you go first.
Oh, but Gran...
You'll get your turn, don't worry. Now then, Charlie, what's happening?
Right then. The thing is, I mean, what I want to say is... It's like this.
Yes. It's like what?
It's that we've sort of decided to...
Oh, for goodness sake, Charlie... We're going on tour together.
What?
Yes, that's it. We're going on tour together, both of us.
What kind of tour?
The two of us.
Don't you have university classes to attend? Charlie, are you dropping out?
No, not at all. No. I'm going on interruption. Officially, with permission from next semester. This is my practice as research project to go on tour with the band. Yes, the new version of the old band. It's called Sweet and Sour Cherries.
Oh, practices research. Indeed. With the band. Okay.
Yes, the guys have been working on it.
Excuse me?
Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Sweden.
England?
Oh, yes. Definitely England. About 5 months touring. Very full on.
And you, Susie, you're going too. What? As the roadie? Groupie?
I'm their manager.
Oh, and when did this happen? You're doing two jobs at once?
Well, I've told Joey. I sent her my resignation. She's very happy for me. I hope you are too.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. How's your mother?
She doesn't know yet.
Pardon?
She doesn't know, Gran. I haven't told her.
Right, all done. Yes, I hope I found the right place in the cupboard for the plates.
Oh, did you wash them? You didn't have to do that, Silene.
Yes, I did. It's only polite to help out, right? You've been so generous and so hospitable.
Thank you. Greatly appreciated, I assure you.
Yeah. Well, anything else I can do to help?
I only wish you could. But these two have to do something for themselves. Yes, that's it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, but Gran,
nope,
please.
Not this time.
Oh.
But I'll offer you this little bit of advice, if you like.
Oh, yes, please, Mrs. Doherty.
You, Susie, you tell your father first.
Excuse me, sir? Excuse me, sir, do you live here?
No, I'm a volunteer. I just come along at the weekends to help out. Do you need anything? My name is Henry, by the way.
How do you do, Henry? I'm
He is Basil. That is his name.
Yes, my name is definitely Basil. You know, as in King Basil.
Oh. Nice to meet you, King Basil.
But he's not really the king, are you, Basil, dear?
Wow! No, of course not. I am most certainly not the king.
Well, that's all right. We help anyone we can here. If you need a place and we've got room. You're very welcome.
Yes, that's the thing. We are most grateful for the lovely room and the tea.
And the coffee.
Of course, yes. Thank you, and also...
And we just wanted to say thank you.
I wanted to ask you, if anyone can come in here, why is that lady sleeping on the pavement at the bus stop?
Kira.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alexandra. What was I thinking? It must have been the dream I had last night. Never mind, I need a word. In private.
What?
Well, I'll leave you to it. Have to get down to the shop, see if they've left out anything for the kitchen. Later.
What do you think you are doing?
What do you mean?
Talking about that woman in the street, interfering with the mortals.
Are you kidding me? You call that interfering? Trying to help an old woman get a safe bed for the night? What is wrong with you?
But it's not our problem.
Oh, maybe not your problem, but I don't like to know that an old lady is lying down in the road.
On the pavement.
Whatever. She should be inside in a warm place with a bed and a hot cup of tea.
I know that, but it's not my problem. And it's not your problem.
No, you're right there. Basil, king of thoughtlessness. You are my problem. I knew you were selfish and lazy and irresponsible, but I never realized just how mean you are.
Me? I am not mean. I am generous and kind.
Oh, so it's all right for you to have a nice warm bed in a stranger's house, but not her. It's all right for these mortals to offer hospitality to you, but you cannot offer it to one of them. I am ashamed of you. No. Don't speak to me. I'm going to see if I can help out in the kitchen. Interfering? That's right. I'm going to interfere by helping some mortals to boil a kettle. You can go to...
Where? Where can I go to?
Don't you know full well where you can go to? Anytime you like. Or you can go to Hades.
Oh, but I don't want to go to Hades. He's a very tiresome individual. And I don't want to go home. It's lonely there. Come to think of it, it's lonely here. Might as well live on the pavement. Oh. Oh. I see. Maybe. Hera, Alexandra, my love. I'm just going out for a bit of a walk. Oh. Oh, never mind. See you soon.
So then Charlie suggested that I approach Mary Hatfield, you know, the Minister for the Environment, and I did, and we're meeting up tomorrow morning.
Where?
What do you mean, where?
At Westminster? Are you actually going to the Houses of Parliament?
Good grief, no. No, she's coming over to meet me at the Cheese Shop Cafe. Nice and private.
Oh, well, that'll be lovely. And how about Susie? Did you manage to find out what's going on there? Are she and Charlie okay? I mean, really okay?
I'd say so. For the moment, anyway.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing really. I just mean, you know, anything can happen in the future.
But, Mom...
But just now, honestly, Janie, nothing to worry about. They do suit each other, don't you think? So we just have to let them be and go with the flow.
Do we? But I so want to know.
I know you do. But let them do it their way, eh? They're fine. Oh, that's Susie calling me. Better take it. Bye. Yes, Susie? What's cooking? You and Charlie get home okay last night?
Yes, we did, but very late, so I didn't call you then. But, Gran, I had to call you first thing this morning. The most amazing thing.
Oh, yes. How amazing.
Super amazing. You won't believe it.
Try me.
No, seriously, Gran. Just unbelievably amazing.
Well, go on. Hit me with it.
All right, then. Here it is. You know the old lady who lives on the street by the bus stop near your place?
You mean Mina? The homeless Scottish woman?
Yes.
Is she all right? Has something happened to her? I can go down there.
No, you don't need to. She's fine. You see, the thing is, we were just waiting at the bus stop, and she was there just, you know, lying on her blanket, and this dog came up to her, the cutest little dog you've ever seen, sort of like a mini Labrador.
Spaniel?
No, definitely not spaniel ears. More like a small but grown-up Labrador.
All right.
And it came up to her and nuzzled into her, you know, just looking for attention, and she began to pet it. And she was looking round to see if it had an owner, but there was nobody else on the street, just us. And we were about 10 feet away, so we just waved to her, and she waved back and petted the dog, and then it took the edge of her blanket in its mouth and started to tug at it very gently. And then gradually, more insistently, and whenever she seemed to be getting upset, it would stop and just lie down and rub its head against her, and then it would start again.
Wow! Bright dog.
That's what we thought, didn't we, Charlie?
What?
Gran says it was a bright dog.
Oh, yes, really sensitive. Empathetic.
So then, after a while, maybe 5 minutes or so, she began to move, and the dog kept pulling at the blanket, and she started to follow it. Well, we were a bit concerned, so we followed on way behind, and you'll never guess where the dog took her.
You're right, I won't.
The shelter! The actual homeless shelter. And when she got to the door, the dog just disappeared. And in, oh, I don't know, a minute or even less.
Hang on a minute. You mean the dog ran away?
No, Gran. It literally disappeared. We were looking at it, and it was there, and then it wasn't.
I see. Unbelievable.
Yes, I told you. And just as Mina was about to turn away, the door opened, and out came Henry, you know, your poetry friend who volunteers there at the weekends. And here's where it gets really weird, Gran. It was Hera. She was there with Henry. And they came down and just enfolded Mina in their arms and took her inside. But then, just before they got inside the door, Hera turned around. And Gran, we were at least half a block away, on the other side of the road. But she looked straight at us and put her finger to her lips, you know, like, shush, it's a sort of secret thing. So, what do you think of that? Unbelievable or what?
Well, I believe you. And that makes me very, very happy. I'll just let Nana know, and then I'm off to meet up with Mary. She's offered to help me set up a meeting with the, well, I can't say which one, but a rather large town council somewhere up north.
All right. Well, good luck.
That was episode 8, and you've been listening to Sarah Golding as Silene, Christopher McDougall as Charlie, Ira Seidenstein as Zeus, Wendy Lapp as Hera, Tayo Aluko as Henry, and me, Floyd Kennedy, as Helen, Susie, and Janie. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.